Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
This story was told by Nicola
at the Brixton Ritzy,
when the theme was identity.
Enjoy.
So I am the youngest of five children, and when you're in that position, there's kind of a prerequisite that you need to be born with a pretty strong identity if you want to survive. And I learned really fast, and I became a very outwardly confident and chatty, cherubic young girl, and I became the star of the local village pantomime. Playing actually a Liverpudlian dwarf in Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. I'm somewhat of a legend, really, in the community. So I was about 8 years old, absolutely bossing it, pantomime legend. And then my eldest brother moved to London and started up a band, and very quickly actually became famous. And I basically overnight went from being Nicola Martin, Whitstone Village superstar, to being Chris Martin from Coldplay's little sister. And so that kind of changed everything, because that was what people became interested in me for, or what I believed that people were interested in me for. And I was enormously proud of my brother, and for whatever you think about Coldplay, he's a nice guy. I can assure you. But anyway, so I became a little bit defensive, and I would be very paranoid that when people who I spoke to that I thought liked me, if I found out then they knew about my brother, I would suddenly be very distrustful and not cool about it. Anyway, so I changed my name to Nicola Wren when I became an actor, and because I didn't want anyone to think I was going to be doing nepotism and all that shit. So I was on my own path. Anyway, so I skip to 6 years ago when I was living in New York for a couple of months, and my brother was on tour, and they were playing this gig in sort of bumfuck New Jersey. It was really difficult to get to, actually, quite inconvenient. And my friends and I got on a bus and we went over there and we watched the gig. And the best thing for me about Coldplay concerts is that it's like the one place where I can really just be free. And also there's a lot of free booze. So I take my friends. It's like I'm hosting a party that I haven't paid for. And this particular night, I'm really on form. And we're really going for it. And we're really enjoying the whole thing. And we get so carried away that we miss the car at the end of the gig going from backstage to the after-show party in downtown Manhattan. And because it genuinely is in the middle of nowhere, this stadium, we're like, we get a bus. There's no buses, there's no taxis, or everything is just full. So my friend, who's kind of like a hippie sort of character, she was like, well, we'll just hitchhike home. And at this point, we're very drunk. And we're trying to flag people down, and it's not really working. And she, and I'm like, oh, I've got this fantastic idea. I'll just tell people who my brother is. So start approaching people and is like, excuse me, actually, I'm Chris Martin's sister and I really need to get to the after show party. Anyway, so eventually these lovely people pick us up, this couple, and we get chatting as they drive us. And this guy, Adam, tells me about how his friend John had bought the tickets for Coldplay for $400 per seat. Now, they're good, but they're not that good. And He tells me about how his friend John was supposed to come with them that night, but just before they were leaving, his best friend had come home from Afghanistan where he'd been fighting. And John, this lovely guy, had given his tickets to his friend who had come back from Afghanistan and said, please take them and go and have a nice evening with your wife. So I'm sitting in the back of this guy Adam's car and I'm just like, this is the most amazing story I've ever heard. And I say, well, what's John doing tomorrow? Because I'll get him tickets for tomorrow night's show. I just want to point out at this point, like, that's not like a saintly thing to do. That's very easy for me to do. I'm not offering, but it is easy. So I really wasn't doing anything very heroic. Anyway, Adam's like, well, okay, if you really think you can do that, didn't really believe me, but gave me his number anyway. So I sorted out the tickets and I texted him the next day, so they'll be at the box office, just tell him to go and get them. Anyway, Adam replies, he's like, thank you so much. I don't hear anything for about 3 months. And then my friend emails me and says, I just saw this posting on Facebook and it was by this guy, John, who had given his tickets away and then I'd got his tickets for. And it was this huge post and it said, if you believe in karma, read this story. And he'd written all about how he'd spent all this money on these tickets and he was so pumped up about going to see Coldplay. Woo. And that he'd given them to his amazing friend whose marriage was amazing. He kept talking a lot about the marriage, actually. Then he was talking about how then his friend Adam had called and been like, I just gave these very drunk girls a ride home and one of them says she's Chris Martin's sister and that she's sorted tickets out for you and I don't know if it's true, but I think you should go. And this guy John's like, what is Chris Martin's sister doing hitchhiking home from a Coldplay concert? Like, why hasn't she got a limo? My thoughts exactly, John. Cheers for that, brother. Anyway, I'm reading this thing and he goes on to say how he shows up to the gig and goes to the box office and he says, are there any tickets here for John Cabales? And they say, no. And John's like, oh my God, that girl was obviously just nuts. And calls his friend. He's like, look, she was not telling the truth and all this stuff. And then Adam's like, no, you got to go to the band box office, like the guest list. And so John goes there and he picks up his tickets and is very happy and has a wonderful time at the gig. And he writes at the end of this lovely post about karma and paying it forward and how, you know, he had done something lovely for his friend and his friend had done something really lovely for me. And I'd in turn done a small favor that looked quite lovely, but was, as I say, very easy. And he just wrote, thank you, Nicola Martin. And I hope one day I can meet you so that I can remember that karma really exists. And I haven't met him, but if I did, I would like to thank him because reading his post was kind of the first time that I ever felt okay about being Nicola Martin and Chris Martin's sister all in the same person. And I realized that actually that's just a little aspect of my identity that I can use just to bring a little bit more joy into some people's lives when possible. Thank you.
That was Nicola.
Next up, Andre.
With another story about identity.
So when I was 17, my father sat me and my brother, who was 2 years younger than me, down. And about a year or so before that, my mother had died. And my father said to us, well, we waited till you'd got through your GCSEs. We thought you should probably know that you're actually adopted. And it was really interesting because my brother reacted in one way and I reacted in a completely different way. My brother reacted in a kind of, oh my God, what have you been doing all these years? Because he'd kind of been saying, I think I am adopted, and they denied it. And I was actually quite relieved because I thought, well, I never really got on with my parents that well. And I had this kind of Disney idea that there was some lovely family out there that would have all this money and all this, like, live in a castle, and I would kind of go and be with them and it would all be fine and it would all be lovely. So I was actually quite excited about the idea that I was adopted. So anyway, I kind of took that on board, and quite a few years went by and I didn't really do anything about it. I didn't really pursue where my genetic original family was from until I was maybe 15 years older. And then I had a conversation with my father, and this is, in terms of identity, I think name's quite important. So I grew up with a name Bill, and short for William, and I hated the name Bill. I didn't think I was really a Bill. I didn't think I was a William either. I was just brought up with this name. And when I was in trouble at school, my teachers would say, William, go to the back of the class. William, stand in the corner. William, do some lines because you failed at what you're doing. And I always equated William with being in trouble somehow. And then when I was, as I say, a bit older, my father one day came to me and said, so I've been rummaging around in my bureau in the files, and I found this bit of paper that you might be interested in. I said, okay, what's that then? And he said, well, it's just that, you know, it might be relevant to you, but it's basically, and he gave me this bit of paper, and it was an original birth certificate with a different name on it. And the name on this birth certificate, which obviously was something that my genetic mother had done before I was adopted, was Andre. And I thought, that's a much cooler name. I really like that name, Andre. It's kind of artistic. And I was an actor and I'd been to drama school, and I thought, yeah, that's me. I can do with the Andre thing. I didn't like the Bill thing. The Bill thing seemed so small. Nothing wrong with the name Bill, but for me, it was crap. So I just saying, you know. And so for me, the name Andre was this expansive French kind of thing, and it was kind of sexy and it was good. And I think I was given the name Andre because I was born in Jersey, which is kind of halfway to France anyway, and it's very French orientated. So I took on this name, and it took me a few years to sort of get my head around this new name. And then after a few years, I decided to change my name by deed poll to Andre. And so I legally changed my name. And I had a kind of like, I suppose like a christening service at the church I went to. And I was christened with the name Andre. I mean, I was well into my 30s by that stage. And I loved it. And I thought, now it's all going to take off. I'm going to be Andre, the actor, the writer, the creative kind of person. And what I discovered, I suppose, was that it takes more than a name to change your identity. And I would say the last 15 years, I've been kind of working out what my new name means. And to be honest, I thought when I got my name changed, everything would change. I thought, then I'll be a famous actor. Then I'll be making films. I'll be doing this. I'll be doing that. But really, it takes more than a name change. And I'm still working it out. And now I would say that even the Andre thing isn't really the whole story about who I am. It's just like a thing, but I can be not Andre, and that's okay as well. It's okay not to be the identity that we get given, even if it's a new name. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
For more true stories
and to see a live event,
head to stories.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.